Have a question or need how-to advice? Just ask Meta AI. Whether you want to design a marathon training program or you're curious what planets are visible in tonight's sky, Meta AI has the answers. It can also summarize your class notes, visualize your ideas, and so much more. It's the most advanced AI at your fingertips. Expand your world with Meta AI. Now on Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Messenger.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42.
Puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
So Conan,
what up?
I've been training and right. I've been taking my AG1 by Athletic Greens every day. What a product, everything you need. I used to take a lot of vitamins. Yeah, I'm a pretty healthy guy. I'm very much into personal health, diet, exercise. But I had all my vitamins, and I had like 8-9 bottles of vitamins that I would take. Athletic Greens is the perfect replacement for that. It's got 75 high-quality ingredients. Like I said, everything you need. It's a comprehensive health and power of habit in one. It's great for recovery. I take mine after my workout. You can take it. There's many different ways you can take it, but taking it after the workout is perfect for me because I get my nutrition like right when I'm done working out because I do intermittent fasting. So it's like, it's perfect. It inspires me to be as great as the athletes that I'm a fan of. You know, I like to work out, and like these guys take this too. It's like AG1 is so much more than a greens powder. It's all of your key health products in one. Joe, you've been taking it too, right?
Yeah, and as you mentioned before, you can, you know, drink it in the morning, drink it later on in the day after a workout. I kind of rotate, just depends on how I'm feeling that day, but I love having it in the morning. I did replace coffee with it, and sometimes I'll use it after I do my fight camp workout. So, but the taste is great, and you feel noticeably different. You know, sometimes later in the day, you get a little lethargic and whatnot. Just pop in your AG1 by Athletic Greens, have your drink, and or take it to the gym, you know. It works very, very well.
Yeah, you get your daily nutrients, 75 high-quality ingredients, all in one. It's a comprehensive solution, and it's what you need for your supplemental routine. The Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/Conan. That's athletictgreens.com/KONNAN. Check this product out. I use it every day. Joe Rogan uses them as a sponsor. You can tell this is the type of product that if you're into physical fitness and you're into personal health, you need AG1 by Athletic Greens.
Yo, and real quick, it contains chlorophyll, which carries oxygen to the blood cells. It boosts your immune system, better digestion, whole plethora of things. All three of us use it. We all swear by it.
But check that out at athleticgreens.com/Conair.
Boom.
Next is from David Venture, and the subject is snore wrestlers making movies. David Barr Guy from Tumwater, Washington. Greetings, Disco, Mr. Conan, and that other guy. What are your thoughts on all these wrestlers making movies? Kind of worked for Hogan. We all know what it did for The Rock, and Dave Bautista isn't doing too shabby either. Who here wants to see Cody Rhodes start a movie? Is he going to make us care about not winning a title in a movie? Would it flub like Triple H, as corny as RVD's and Tommy Dreamer's appearance in some indie flick, or as bad as Damayanti and Peter Avalon's movies? What are your thoughts on the transition? Would you even care to see Cody as a Marine 17? Thank you for your time. This is a terrible email. He's just trying to bury Cody. I think Cody's a good actor and could act very well. Cody, your dogs are going crazy again here.
Mm-hmm.
This is a lame email. Just suspend that guy for a week, Joe.
What's suspension his name? Number seven this yeah. week.
David Venture.
Yeah. I would say Dreamer. I doubt you guys have seen it because it is an indie flick, but I saw him in a movie called Almost Mercy where he was very good, and he's got a few movies to come out. Came out last year and come out this year, so he's making a go of it, you know. And Van Damme's movie was kung fu style shit.
Where did you see these movies? Because I don't think they were in theaters.
Amazon Prime, you know, but Van Damme's was a fun movie too, and that also had Batista in it.
Justin Alcade, the subject is the four pillar storyline forced? Hello, Joe, Disco, and Conan. Do you guys think that the four-pillar storyline seems forced? As a fan watching, it looks like the only two individuals in that group that seem like stars are Darby and MJF. Do you think they should keep Jungle Boy and Sammy involved, even though it seems like they're just put in that spot? First of all, the story – if you want to do a good story – there is no storyline here. All these guys are doing – we know they're going to wrestle a four-way match with each other, and they're all just cutting promos on each other right now. There's not really any – Like, well, I'm asking you what the storyline is. What is the storyline here?
Yeah, that they're the four pillars and they're going after his belt and he's a jack-off. But right. I just think that I'm not interested in the other two guys against MJF. I'm only interested in Darby. And I think that they shouldn't have been the four pillars. I think they should have been the four guys who were underneath the four pillars that were supposed to be the future of the business. And now they are, and let's see what's up. But I don't know why they're called the four pillars, because they're not.
Well, and let me make this more interesting. They're completely ignoring a storyline thing here where, you know, Sammy is married to Tay Conte. Okay, Jungle Boy is dating Anna Jay still. They're not doing any interaction with them. Like, you could make those two, the Sammy and Jungle Boy element of the story, very interesting if you involve the girls. But they're just not – like you said, it looks like the two stars are Darby and MJF in this, and the other two are kind of like afterthoughts. Yep. You know, so there is throw the girls in here and you have a storyline. It's like these girls are starting to stir shit with the pillars thing and stuff and all that, and just to throw them in there. That's your storyline, you know, because there is no storyline right now, because everybody knows MJF's going to win the match too. Next is from Gondo Chanko, and the subject is, did Cena really elevate Theory? Good day, K100 crew. You guys have said this a lot about AEW, that just because you put someone over, have a competitive match, it doesn't automatically elevate them. I think the same applies to Theory versus John Cena. It was a good match, but never left second or third gear, and even the build was lackluster. They had one promo and never did or said anything else until Mania. I don't see Theory any different now than I did before he beat Cena. Do you guys think beating Cena did anything to elevate Theory or make him look like a main eventer? It didn't hurt him, but it really didn't add much other than the fact that he can include John Cena when he starts, you know, talking about names of people that he's beat, you know, Seth Rollins, John Cena, Bobby Lash, you know, it's just another name in the list, but, you know, he's still on his way. We're still the very young part of this guy's career. He's going to be a star, a big main eventer one day, and he's taking the baby steps that you need to do that. There's nothing wrong with this. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you. This is a building process, and obviously Cena wasn't going to make him in one day, and you didn't need a big build-up. It's John Cena.
And he's 24 years old, Theory.
So I just think that at the end of the day, like you said, you know, he beat Lashley, beat this guy, beat that guy, and he'll probably beat another big name. And they're building him up slowly, which is a correct thing to do.
Yeah. Next is from Hornet Gallowagger. Subject is Mia Yim and Vince McMahon. On the Raw after WrestleMania, the dirt sheets are running crazy with the stories about how Vince was back running stuff, cutting segments, and how backstage Raw is at an all-time low. Clearly, this was all true because the dirt sheets said it, and they would never make stuff up. Right, K100? That is until Mia Yim went on Twitter explaining that a bunch of wrestlers who were promised some vacation time in December were actually getting their time off now instead of back when originally planned. Right on cue, the IWC went after her with pretty harsh racist and sexist comments and, of course, calling her a lying shill to the point that she had to delete the tweet. My long-winded question is, what do you guys think about Mia Yim having to be the one to speak up? And why do you think that despite endless proof of how the dirt sheet sliders over and over again, Mark still believed every negative thing that said about the WWE? I can't comment on Mia Yim because she still blocks me on Twitter.
All right. Let me see.
The marks is screwed. They said Vince was.
Let me tell
changed
you.
Shit, that the segments were being rewritten, and he wasn't even at the show. You know.
Well, he could have been doing it over video conference or over the phone.
Well,
but he definitely, I know for sure, hasn't been backstage at every show. But there have been some changes by him. I know that for a fact.
Right. Yeah. From Rich Wog, and the subject is the mailbag. Yo, F Wrestling Disco. Who was the hottest female you've ever seen in your club? Conan, who is the hottest chick you've ever had to work with in AAA? P.S. Disco, was Diamond Jax ever in the club? She looks a lot like Cody's wife. Send for my. That's a cheap shot. Let's suspend this guy. That's a cheap shot. Diamond Jackson doesn't look anything like Cody's wife at all. So that's a very cheap shot. We've had tons of hot girls in the club, like features and stuff. Like I can't even really tell you who was like number one. You know. So what about you, Conan? Who's the hottest chick in AAA? Or was?
I think when Scarlett was there.
Right. Well, how about, yeah, because she did the most views, right?
Yeah.
Next one, Mark Warburton. Subject is booking TV. Hey, guys, what do you guys think of this comment booking trope? Always found it goofy how often, especially in WWE, the GM or whatever character, booking so many of that show's matches during the course of the show itself. Once in a while, I get it, but I always find myself thinking. So in storyline, what was the promotion's planned card for the fans' attendance if no one happened to beef with each other backstage at night? Do you think it's way too overused? I'd rather that they did that to set up the following week's matches each week rather than that show itself. It'd be more believable. It's like we're supposed to believe a combat promotion running a show with no matches scheduled, including the main event. Well, Mark, the only problem with that is that if this was real combat, there's no way these guys would be fighting as often as they do with each other, for one thing, right? So you are taking wrestling on the surface for what it is. It's scripted entertainment. Bro, just as long as you're right. Sometimes they don't announce the matches, but if they haven't announced the main event, it's like, okay, now I know they're going to do something on the show because we need a main event. And they write a story around it. Just sometimes those stories aren't very good, you know? So, you got any comment on this, Conan?
No.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird question. Next one's from Jay's LaDadoo.
Plus, I will add this. You got to remember, everything has their own universe. There's things right. that are believable in the Game of Thrones universe that wouldn't be believable in another universe. Right. There's things in the Marvel universe. There's things in the wrestling universe. It's just every universe has its own laws and idiosyncrasies right. and histories. And so, you know, this is not – you can't compare it to a combat promotion because it isn't.
Oh, also, like you said, Conan, about the universe – it's been done so many times that it's kind of like accepted in the universe that's created that the GM can make up a matchup at any time. And sometimes if two wrestlers decide to fight, they can call for a referee and have a match right there because it's been done so many times, right? I mean, like, so,
right.
yeah. So if you want to nitpick that, it's like not everybody's nitpicking it like you are. They've kind of accepted that's the universe, right?
What if you could have a career where the opportunities are as vast as our nation, where it's not about mission statements, but a shared mission? At U.S. Customs and Border Protection, we go beyond to protect more than borders. From ship to shore, air to ground, cities to local communities, CBP agents and officers are keeping people safe. Join U.S. Customs and Border Protection and go beyond for something far greater than yourself. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.
Are you struggling to lose weight and keep it off? Tired of wasting time and money on starvation diets that lead to more frustration and stress? If there was a weight loss solution that could actually work for you, would you try it? Then head to Golo.com.
I'm Steve. I lost 138 pounds in 9 months on Golo.
I'm Amber. I've lost 128 pounds with Golo taking release.
If you're ready to take back control of your life, head to Golo.com now and see how Golo can work for you. That's Golo.com.
My sleep is way better. My inflammation has gone way down. Golo saved my life. I was way overweight. That's what sent me down the path. I wanted to make sure and live for my kid.
I have literally tried everything. I was on the verge of getting gastric bypass surgery, and I saw the Golo commercial, and it was the last thing I tried because it worked.
Join over 2 million people who have found a better way to lose weight with Golo. Your healthier and happier life begins at Golo.com. That's Golo.com. Again, Golo.com.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwood1.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
You know, spring has sprung, and our friends at Manscaped have the best tools for some spring cleaning. And they've already helped you tidy up all the nooks and crannies of your body's basement. But this year, Manscaped can help you get the perfect presentation of that beautiful face with the new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. Now, there's a lot of neckbeards in professional wrestling, all right? So make sure you look your best this spring by using the code K100 to get 20% off, plus free shipping at manscaped.com. So for all you neckbeards out there, I know there's some, you know, there are a lot of you, but the ones that have the well-trimmed beard, it's time to tame your mane with the Beard Hedger Pro Kit. The sun is peeking back out, which means you'll have to show your face in the daylight again. That's right, you gotta get out of the house. So use the kit to make sure your scruff looks award-winning, whether you've got glorious beard flow or some smooth, sleek cheeks. So the kit starts off with the Beard Hedger. It's a waterproof cordless trimmer with a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair-cutting lengths. That's 20 lengths. That's a lot, all with one guard. So no more messy drawers full of add-ons. Like, you know how you have all those guards and you have to keep them in your drawer and they're lying all over the place? You know, it's funny, too, because my cats steal the guards.
Right.
And go and play with them. Like, I'll come home, and I got the guards of my my beard trimmer, beard hedger, are on the steps, are on my trimmers, right? Yeah. Okay, so no more of that with the beard hedger. It comes a titanium-coated T-blades that are tough on hair but smooth on your face, leading to single-stroke efficiency that brings satisfaction one stroke at a time. It's a high-tech piece of art, a travel-sized package with a long-lasting battery, universal charging, and a strong motor, right? So you don't have to worry about charging it all the time. And Nexikit is the liquid goods that make you feel good, starting with a beard shampoo and conditioner. You gotta have that. You can't treat your beard like you treat your pubes. That's why the kit is a special shampoo and conditioner, specially designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, that's very key, and replenish your beard's natural oils and promote beard health. It also has this, the Manscaped Beard Oil. And the nutrient-infused oil relieves dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath while adding a little shimmer and shine to liven up the look. And then it has the Beard Balm. And it's a pomade that shapes, styles, and moisturizes, bringing the amazing scent of fresh eucalyptus, rosemary, and lavender essential oil. So it's got like a, you know, like a gel for your beard. It's awesome. So not to mention the Beard Hedger Pro Beard Kit also comes with three free gifts. A beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. So if you have a beard, or if you want to grow a beard, you got to use this. It's the Beard Hedger. And you can save 20% off for free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off for free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's M-A-N-S-C-A-P-E-D.com. Focus on the face and use the Beard Hedger Pro Kit for the cleanest look in the game. And if you want to start a beard, you have to get this product.
This is incredible. If you haven't purchased this yet, you'll be happy you did when you do. So get all your grooming needs at manscaped.com. Boom.
It's a hell of a deal. The subject is Dustin is 7. Hey guys, I'm Josh from Pasadena and love the show. I grew up as fan during the Monday Night Wars. It was such a great time in wrestling, but also there was some bad stuff. What were the plans for Dustin Rhodes, formerly known as Gold Dust, as the new strange character 7? I crack up now watching the entrance, but wonder what was the planned shoot promo he cut, or was that legitimate? Bro, I don't remember the 7. I very vaguely remember the 7 character, and I'm not enough to know. Honestly, just not enough about it to answer that question.
There's a short clip WWE put out that they condensed. It's like a minute 45. You want to take a look at it?
No.
Okay.
Next one's from Jeff Adams. The subject is K-Dog joins the NWO in July 97. Greetings, K100 crew, and to you, Conan, for absolutely crushing it at the 2023 WWE Hall of Fame induction of Rey Mysterio. My question today is for you, Conan. After joining the NWO back in July 97, you went directly into a feud with Rey Mysterio and Luchadors that ended with you and Rey squaring off in a Mexican death match at Road Wild that August. Would you consider this as your funniest storyline during your time in WCW? And what other storylines or matches with the Luchadors in WCW at that time were memorable? That's Jeff in Red Deer, Alberta, Canadian fella.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that was my funnest storyline. And the other one that I liked about the Luchadors, because they really didn't do hardly any storylines with them, was when they did the LWO, especially when Eddie had to unmask them because somebody stole his wallet. I thought that was hilarious.
Right. Next is some Roger Alzate. Subject is AEW brand split. Buenos dias, K100 crew. I was listening to Slat Wrestling, and I don't know if the rumors are true.
That AEW
Slat Wrestling?
Fuck's that?
I have no clue.
Never heard of it.
If the rumors are true, the AEW is thinking about doing their own version of a brand split and doing another show, which I personally think they aren't ready for. Do you agree, Conan Disco? Also, the reasons for the split is to keep CM Punk away from certain talent that don't want to work with him is ridiculous. Are they not grown men? How hard is it to sit with talent from a boss perspective and get the situation squashed? Thanks, K100 crew, for the great content. JoJo, stay buried. Nothing. Yeah, I heard that they might be doing another show. Like, this is the last thing they need is another show.
Yeah. What is it? It's starting in June or July. I think it's I'll get the name for you. It's AEW Collision or something like that.
Oh, for God's sakes. Just another show with a bunch of matches that they announce and do 1 minute promos on Rampage and Dynamite to, you know, whatever. I don't know. Whatever. I don't know if that story, bro, I'm not reporting on speculation.
Well, Yahoo reported it. It's been reported
Talk about the story about Punk's
supposedly split,
speculation, because these dirt sheet guys have been so wrong on things these days. It's like I'm not going to comment on a speculative report. All
right, right.
Conan, you got any questions? Any comments?
Well, I've heard this is what might happen, and it may be true, but like you said, that's the last thing they need, another show. He needs to let people help them book these shows. You know what I'm saying? Let them write their own shit and then you edit it, you know?
Now, here's one thing that I would say is a detriment to having a new show. Like, the whole point of having a brand split would be to eventually have guys from one show face off against guys from the other show, like a, you know, all-star game, National League versus American League kind of bullshit. But if the guys on the one show aren't willing to work with Punk, then that's never going to happen. And, it, you know, it renders it a lot less interesting.
I just think you know, time heals all wounds. And at the end of the day, you know, they'll do it for business. Maybe not right now because it's still fresh. But I think at the end they'll do it for business. I just think it's another way of them getting money. But, you know, I just think that if they don't fix the problem that they have, the biggest problem that's affecting them, it doesn't matter how much money you're making, you know.
Correct. Absolutely correct. Yeah.
Well, rumor has it that Punk's return may be the feud with Jericho. So if that's the case, I'm looking forward to that because those guys will be fire back and forth on the mic, you know.
Next is some Rocky Monroe, and the subject's on the road again. Hey guys, I've always wondered how professional wrestlers keep their massive, impressive physiques. You guys spend most of your time on the road, so I'd imagine there isn't a lot of gym hour opportunities. How you keep their massive, impressive physiques?
Bro, everybody went to the gym.
God, I mean, come on. That's one of the dumbest questions I think we've ever. How do you? I've always wondered how professional wrestlers keep their massive and impressive physiques. Dude, we work out and eat right, okay? First of all, Kazoom. That's an atrocious email, and suspend him, okay, for the email not up to standards. Oh, here we go. Jared Aviat's back, even though he never really apologized last week. Subject is worst faction of all time, the Dork Order. For me, how about you guys? Greetings, K100 fam. Thank you for taking my question. Just want to get your thoughts on the worst faction ever in wrestling, which is the Dark Order, a.k.a. Dork Odor. I heard the faction's still around, which is amazing to me considering they outstayed their welcome with the first month of their pathetic existence. And from all the seriously unfunny and sleep-inducing vignettes, to Brody Lee's overacting, which would have made Hulk Hogan blush, to the various bland-spaced cadet personalities in the group like Burt Reynolds, and of course the horrid channel-changing evil Uno Stacco. I seriously think that out of all the bad factions in wrestling history, that no group has had less of an impact for as long as they've been lurking around as the Dork Order. Jared Aviat, I'm going to give you – how about the crew? Do you agree? If not, what would the crew say is the worst faction of all time? Curious as to your thoughts, and thanks, all the best, Jared. Bro, I think I would not disagree with this. I think the Dark Order is like one of the worst, dumbest factions. I never got it. There's a bunch of guys that sit there with do their claw hand, and like they never really had a gimmick. They never did anything heelish or they're just like – they were like a bunch of nerds. It's, I don't know. It's atrocious. And then we're in the main event picture with the – it was just – they're like the Oddities. But the Oddities were more over, you know, in WWE. So go ahead, Conan.
Plus, they had a lot of weird stuff like Colt Cabana was on there but really wasn't featured. They had Anna Jay there for what reason, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know if it's of all time, but for right now, I would say yes. And I thought Brody Lee, by the way, was hilarious.
Yeah, they had some great vignettes and YouTube stuff when he was there.
Next is Conan.
Yep.
I have something I want to say.
What up?
If you're a regular listener to K100, you've heard us talk about our friends at Legacy Sports Nutrition. Now, Nick Aldis may be on probation indefinitely, but he knows what he's doing when it comes to supplements and you. Our faithful K100 fans have been proving it time and time again. In fact, Nick and his wife Mickey James were at WrestleCon in LA over WrestleMania weekend, and they met several K100 listeners who are now loyal LegacySubs.com customers as well, including this shout out here to Jay Baca, who was finally able to meet Nick in person and tell him that since he started using Legacy products about 1 year ago, he's lost over 50 pounds and over 10 inches from his waist. Jay was so excited to share his progress that he even bought his Legacy products with him to show Nick, and you can see those pictures at the LegacySubs.com Instagram page. Jay is currently using Absolute Men's Wellness Formula, MCT Oil Caps, and Ultimate Test Stack. We want to take you a moment to give a shout-out to Jay, and huge congrats on your awesome progress, and shout-out to Nick Aldis and Legacy Sports Nutrition for these amazing results. If you want to transform your body just like Jay, go to LegacySubs.com now and always use the code K100. That's K100. It's the most used code on the site ever. That's a testimony to our listeners. For 10% off your entire order and show your love and support for the show, level up with LegacySupps.com. Legacy Subs.
Yo, go check it out. They got pre-workout stuff. They got stuff to help you improve your memory. They got stuff for recuperation after workouts. What do you use, Joe?
Much like Jay, I also use the Ultimate Test Stack. I've been using that for a few months, and it's really helped when I do the fight camp workouts with energy and recovery, and also, of course, the recovery PM, as we all know, helps you sleep a lot better and you wake up very refreshed. So been recommending this for a long time, and I still do. I mean, it's very, very helpful stuff. It'll make you feel better.
We all use it. It's very effective. There's a reason why they've stayed with us. Our listeners have been buying it, and Jay Bach is proof of its effectiveness. So get healthy, stay healthy with Legacy Subs. Boom.
I think you could make a case that of all the podcasts out there, and if you look at all the fan bases of all the podcasts, that our fan base might be the most physically fit of all the podcasts. Because if Nick is selling it, like, we're the number one sellers of his products, you would think they're... I mean, you see what wrestling fans look like generally, right, Conan? I mean, that's right. Kind of like, yeah. So we're helping... We're improving the lives of our listeners one day at a time.
And
what
I
do you think
they appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah, they do. Next is from Neil D'Souza, and the subject is Alex Hammerstone and Jacob Fatu. Hey, guys. Greetings from India once again. Conan, I really loved your WrestleMania speech. When Disco goes in the WWE Hall of Fame, do you think he will want you to induct him? Guys, I'm interested to hear your thoughts on the future of Alexander Hammerstone and Jacob Fatu. A year ago, it seemed like the sky was the limit for these two up-and-coming wrestlers, but they're still in MLW. Have they peaked already? Do you see one or both of them going to AEW or WWE? Also, what are your thoughts on Tony Khan letting Keith Lee's pudgy grandpa wrestle Chris Jericho in the main event of AEW Dynamite? I'm really disappointed that Billy the Snowflake Body is temporarily off the show. He was on a fascinating one-way roller coaster ride to Meltdown City. I'm sure the episode of him eventually plotting in K-100 would have garnered far greater downloads and YouTube views than what Kevin the Aardvark Gill contributed to the show. PPS, Crazy Eddie, how about a rehash show of the best of Billy's whining about the dirt sheets? And that's from Neil D'Souza. Well, Billy's still on Twitter arguing with these Mark podcasters every day. It's ridiculous. What was the question here? Hammerstone and Fatu. I think they'll be there eventually. They're very talented. They look great. I mean, do you think anything's holding them back, Conan?
No, I don't understand why they haven't been picked up, because they're both main eventers. Fatu, I think, has more upside than Hammerstone, but Hammerstone definitely is a star. I have no idea why they haven't been picked up.
Next is from Slice Wire, and the subject is recommendations. Conan Disco, if a young wrestling fan had never watched Conan or Disco, what would be one match, angle, or feud you recommend from each of your careers? That match I had against Benoit, I think, would be a good one, because it was pretty funny. I went on kind of promo. He came out. It was like good TV. So, what about you, Conan? Your feud against who was the guy? Pedro Aguayo? Would that be the?
Well, the build up to our mask match was incredible. So was the match that I would watch that, and I would watch my Gringo Loco stuff with Eddie and Art Barr. That was really good too. My stuff with Jake the Snake Roberts was really good too. That's all Mexico stuff though.
You gotta pick one.
And I just threw a couple. Choose
your favorite out of those.
I don't know which is a favorite. And then my LAX shit and TNA I thought was really good too.
Right. Next is from David Benz, and the subject is Rocky Mirroring WWE Night AEW. Dear K100 crew, with all the talk of Moxley's pitch of Rocky 3 regarding to CM Punk, and fans talk about the Cody Roman 2 rematch happening at Mania 40, I want to ask if the actual Rocky story in wrestling may be Cody Roman mirroring Rocky 2. Apollo Creed in that film said, "I won, but I didn't beat him." Can you see Roman breaking Paige Morales' record, but constantly be reminded Cody had him beat? Having Paul Heyman or even Jey Uso afraid that Cody indeed could get the job done and encouraging Roman to let it go. But Roman actually is the one wanting the rematch more than Cody. All resulting in self-pride being his self-destruction. I just wanted your thoughts on this possibility. I think that stinks.
I like it.
P.S. Disco, has Rochelle Ryan ever headlined at your club? She's recently been being promoted being a Sapphires, but the one on the East Coast. Take care, all. David from Sacramento. I see her at the Starbucks by my house every once in a while. I think she did do an appearance at the club one time, too. That's a goofy angle with the guy babbled on and on about. there's no way they've come up with the WrestleMania 40 main event right now, right? They just haven't. Conan, do you agree with that?
Yes.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Adam DeMoy, the guy gets me heat with Tony Schiavone. Subject is Hardys and Elvis plus Schiavone in charge. Is it just me or do any of you get this Elvis vibe from the Hardy Boys where Jeff is the 1970s Elvis? Wore out and tired, but still pushed to perform because his manager, Tom Parker, had nothing else going for him to make money off of like Matt. I just think the wrestling is the last thing that Jeff should be doing right now. P.S. Glad to see the validation that was correct about Schiavone being the AEW mastermind behind the scenes. Calling all the shots as seen on that new Exposing the Business AEW reality show, All Access. That is an interesting take on Jeff Hardy, that they're throwing him out there. And he's been hurt. I don't know. It's kind of. What do you think about Hardy back on TV? It's a good form of.
I think Hardy grew up wrestling as a wrestling fan, had his own promotion with the backyard wrestling and all that. This is all he's ever wanted to do, and he can still do it, and he probably misses it. And this is him coming back because he probably wants to come back. You know, and not. Some Colonel Tom Parker bullshit about let's try to get the last out of him. This is him. He wouldn't be back if he didn't want to be back. And it's better him to be around the boys and something he loves to do than have to be at home, probably missing it and miserable and maybe going back to drugs.
Next is from Christopher Livingston. Somebody has too many belts. Hi, this is Carlton from Los Angeles. Huge fan of Conan and Disco from WCW days. AAA has a lot of titles. How does Disco and Conan feel about the amount of belts that promotions are starting to have? Is it effective to have so many champions? The examples. AAA has Mega, Cruiser, Tag, Trios, Mixed Tag, and Women. AEW has World, International, TNT, Women, TBS, Tag, and Trios. Ring of Honor has World, TV, Pure, Tag, Trios, and Women. WWE has Raw and SmackDown, and New Japan has IWGP and Strong. Bro, there's way too many titles in wrestling. Remember when Brian Cage, like there was a show on AEW recently. I think every guy that came out had a belt on. And like I go, like, what was that belt that Cage has on? Remember that, Conan? And I found out he was 1/3 of the Ring of Honor Trios champions.
Yeah, right.
And he was wearing the belt on AEW Dynamite. And I was like, what on earth? It's like, he's obviously.
This guy said that WWE. Only has a Raw and a SmackDown title. They got more titles than that.
Yeah, right. Because they got Raw. Yeah, they got the Universal title, Raw and SmackDown Tag Team Championships, Intercontinental USA, and they got rid of the 24/7. No, they don't. They don't have a lot for two shows. They only have two secondary.
Women's.
Yeah, but that's the those are basic titles. The only other extra titles are USA as the US title and the Intercontinental.
Yeah,
they got rid of the 24/7, which is a good idea. It was a stupid title. Or did they get rid of it? I don't know. Hopefully, maybe that's on YouTube.
And by the way, I disagree. I think we have enough titles, and we got a world title. We've got the women's title, obviously. We've got a tag title, obviously. A trios title. That's where the trios matches started in Mexico, basically. And the mixed tag, which, you know, so we got I don't think we have too many titles. Yeah.
Next is some wrestling god. What advice can you give young men and women who aspire to be professors? It really isn't the time and the place now to do it. I'd advise against it. That's my advice. What would your advice be, Conan?
I think it's harder than ever to become a big star because of all the competition. You're going to suffer a lot. You're going to have to make a lot of sacrifice. You're probably going to be investing more money than you're making at the beginning. It's a hard trip, you know, just know that, you know, that's basically it. And just listen, bro, this is one of the things that you don't see too many of the youngsters doing that we used to do in our day. You know, sit under the learning tree of veterans that have been there and done that. That's the best way of learning. Those car rides we used to do back in the day, that's where kind of like you bonded and you learned the business, you know?
All right.
Well, may I give some advice to aspiring pro wrestlers?
No.
All right.
No.
You're not a pro wrestler.
Yeah, what advice would you give? No, I want to hear what Joe's advice.
I would advise go to a reputable school, of course, to start. You know, the Monster Factory.
Oh, that's enough. That's enough.
Well, yeah, no, let me just
that's
say,
like such like no, go, you go.
Plug the Monster Factory. Just no, like the seriously. Other day, he was like, "Oh, watch the reality show, bro. Yeah. You weren't a pro wrestler, so what could you fucking say, Joe?"
Yeah, right. What advice did you have?
Go from a non-professional wrestler. This is advice from a non-professional wrestler.
Yeah, somebody wants to be a wrestler.
I think you'll agree with me. Pick up stakes, relocate, and go to Booker T School, the Dudleys, or Cody and QT School. Especially, well, they all have ins with the promotion.
Just try out. Here's what advice: well, try out for WWE.
That have not gone to those schools and made it.
If you're not going to try out for today, WWE, out for WWE. If you can't even make a WWE tryout, then don't bother trying to become a professional wrestler. Next is Mark Montanaro, and the subject is a question for Conan Disco. Conan, did you have something to do with Dominic's entrance at WrestleMania? I know you said you did not have anything to do with the match, but what about the entrances? Disco, what do you think about – this guy's going to get suspended. This is stupid. What do you think about Conan's Bruins beating the beloved Flyers for the all-time NHL regular season wins record with 63? And where does Eric Lindros rank in your list of hated Flyers? F. Scott Stevens. Mark Montanaro, you should know that I'm a former Ranger fan. Eric Lindros was a Ranger, okay? He's not a hated Flyer, in my opinion. You're suspended, okay? That's a stupid comment.
Well,
congratulations, Conan's Bruins. Conan, your Bruins broke the record. Congratulations on your Bruins. Did you watch the game last night, by the way?
Yes, 4-1
3-1. It was a good game. The Florida goalie played unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like Next up, Beto.
Ten suspensions, as Conan wished for. It did just come true. 10 suspensions this week.
Yeah. Next is from Beto Garcia. Subject is life. How's it, Jens? It's your homeboy from the 415 on Discord is G4150351. Besides what people would say is the obvious answer of wrestling or Joe's pig eye, what would you say, what would you three say has been your most impactful life-changing experience? For me, it was the Marine Corps. Stay righteous, mentally, and physically healthy. P.S. Shout out to the Italianix World Order, Prez Vinrinch, and the Latinx Kings of Huge Comedy, Cabeza de la Mesa, and Ricardo Righteous. Bro, give the 11th suspension. Wow. Suspend this guy for using the term Italianx, and Latinx. the most incredible experience has been COVID by far in my lifetime. Yeah, I mean, COVID's been the most unbelievable thing in my lifetime. It's like that we've.
What do you mean? It's like life changing.
COVID.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, things have not been the same since COVID.
No.
I mean, COVID was definitely you changed the world. Now there's people still walking with masks around outside and stuff. It's like, bro, absolutely. Well, what would you say, Conan?
I don't know. I've had a couple, but right off the top of my head, definitely joining the Navy. Mm-hmm. And I don't even want to get into details, but just losing a son. And those are probably two of the biggest.
Hmm. Yeah. All right. Next one is from Roland C. Bonet. And the subject is Drew McIntyre all in at Wembley Stadium. Hope all is good, gentlemen. With the rumor circulating that Drew McIntyre may not re-sign with WWE this year, have you heard any buzz around AEW trying to sign him, especially with All In being in the UK this fall? Sure, AEW has had major talent make the jump from WWE in the past, but Drew could be a game changer if booked correctly. So just want to know your opinions, or if anything has heard anything regarding Drew's future. I haven't heard any. I'm not trusting any of the reports. I heard he's not happy with his WWE deal. I don't know. But he's not happy with his WWE deal. May leave. And if he leaves, obviously he's a big gift for AEW going to the UK. So that's, you know, I don't know. I don't really care, to be honest. What do you think, Cody?
It just doesn't depend anymore who you sign, because that's not enough anymore. It's how you book them, you know. And unless he's going to have some sort of creative control, why would you want to leave one place for the other?
I think it's possible because he apparently removed all the WWE references from his Twitter.
Which then it is possible. So if you're going to get him, make sure you do something with him and get your money's worth.
So next is from Joey. The subject is Hogan dissing Disco. Hey, K100 fam, longtime listener, first-time writer. Recently, Bubba the Love Sponge has been uploading old clips from his radio show onto YouTube. He's been posting a lot of content with Hogan. Today, he uploaded a clip of Hogan on his show the day after the Bash of the Beach pay-per-view, where Hogan is seemingly shooting on live radio about the problem with Russo and Russo's booking. And the clip around the 18-minute mark, a sarcastic Hogan said WCW still have to pay him, even if Russo makes Disco the head booker. Sarcastically, Hogan is criticizing Russo's booking of Hogan Kidman and booking in general. My question is for Disco. What was your relationship with Hogan and Russo at the time? And why would Hogan diss you the day after the show? And sorry for the long email. Love the show. You guys are the best. You don't have to listen to this. Bro, Hogan and Russo were trying to sell it as a shoot afterwards. So he was just going Barry and everything. He was shooting. Like, Vince is, this is back when Vince was trying to do work shoots and trying to make it look real. But this ended up in a lawsuit. So I was on the booking committee, but I had nothing to do with this. This was all Hogan, Bischoff, and Eric had all figured that out. I was completely out of the loop. So
did you have any dealings with Hogan overall as a creative team member? Because people always say, yeah, but if it's Butter, he'll shoot things down a lot.
No, we were always good. Because yeah. There was one time, the very first time when Scott Hall was using me in the Wolfpack, and there was going to be a big angle at the end of the show between the Horsemen and the NWO, right? Mm. And I was going to be out there and everything, and like all these guys are in a room, and they're trying to lay out this spot where somebody gets water thrown on them, a bucket of water, and like everybody's going over trying to figure it out, and I just raised my hand and go, guys, I think I got this, and I laid it all out, and Hogan looked, he goes, I like that, let's do that. And like, so Hogan kind of like looked at like I was like, I kind of, you know, like, okay, this guy kind of, he's not some schmuck in the room. He knows what he's doing. Right. So, yeah, but I didn't have a lot of interaction with him, but we were always cool with each other. You know, Hogan was cool with everybody. Conan, did you ever have a bad interaction with Hogan?
No.
No. Yeah. He was cool. He's a cool guy, actually. Next is from Chris Karcher, and the subject is Jay George. Wow. What happened to Jay? He needs to come back on the show again. What to do, fellas? Conan was curious the high spot signing. When I requested an inscription be signed on the figure, the hand job of the week is a root beer float. If they filtered that out, I personally thought you would have popped. Perhaps if I provide some Iranian tobacco, we can complete the transaction one day. DI, I was curious if you saw your boy Jay George getting kicked in the crotch by Brian Myers' 3-year-old kid a month ago. You guys put his shitty promos over for a year, and now he's working with the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast. Does that have heat with you, DI? Is Jay George really working with the Major Figure Wrestling Podcast?
Yeah, I've seen that he appears at their live shows and stuff, like live podcasts and stuff too. So he's in that mix, yeah.
Interesting. Cody, you can comment about Jay George working with the Major Wrestling Figures Podcast?
I don't even know what that is. Is that
it's Matt Cardona?
Brian Myers and Cardona.
I've never seen that show. So what's he doing? Big bathing or washing the pigs? what's he doing on the show?
Promos and skits and stuff like that.
He is entertaining. He is entertaining. Yeah, remember
he's my boy. I like Jay George.
They got Danhausen there, but I think Jay George would be a better comedic character than Danhausen because he's funnier. Next is from Ben B, and the subject is Conan's Hall of Fame review. Greetings, guys. I was excited to hear Conan discuss his experience on the latest Talk episode, but Jesus Christ, Disco wouldn't shut the hell up. Before Conan could even start a story or answer a question, Disco would cut him off, even at one point telling Conan, hold on, I'm getting my shit in. What is the point of even doing it if the subject matter can't even provide the material? Disco, could you be more aware when you're choking out the conversation, please? I have a feeling the mailbag is going to be full of Hall of Fame questions now, so don't really learn anything thanks to you. P.S. Thanks for taking my advice from my email a few months ago. More Larry and less Billy on the main show. Much more enjoyable listening and hearing all the other letters about liking the Larry segment has validated that. Take care, Ben. Wait a second. Okay, Ben B. First of all, 2 weeks, okay?
Ugh.
All right. Two weeks for Ben B. Number one, for trying to bury me here. Number two, bro, all the other letters about liking the Larry segment, that's misinformation. How many letters – Conan, how many letters can you recall off the top of your head that I said they liked the Larry segment?
You are fake news.
Conan, what do you think about that? How many off the top of your head do you remember praising Larry?
Yeah, two, three. Let me explain something to you. There will be no more Larry. Okay, he's going to get it the segment he gets. Oh, no, what, right. Joe?
I thought you meant no more Larry.
No, not more of Larry. We're getting right. Larry has more a segment. Larry. Right.
Yeah. And Billy, not less, there will be no Billy. And let me explain something to you. For all the people that thought, oh, we wrote in letters and we finally got them off, it worked and all that. You know, that wasn't it. It was Larry. It was fucking Billy fucking up after we talked him over and over and over. And we cover for the guy, and he shits on us and the show. The guy's got no fight, and he can talk all the shit he wants. Who gives a fuck? I've always said, for you insult me, I must first, you know, respect you, which I don't. So he can talk whatever the fuck he wants. He won't be doing it on our show anymore. And yeah. he put the rope over his own neck because we covered for him a lot. Fuck all that.
Right. Yeah. All the right. All right. So that's in the mailbag.
Billy wants to be rebellious type, and I think now he's taking it to the
no, bro. Joe. He literally, does not see anything in the mirror that anything's his fault.
No, of course.
That's his problem. It's like, mm-hmm. I don't, you know, whatever. It's bro. And how often do we defend the guy?
Right.
And he thinks it's the opposite of that. Yeah. I'm like, dude, what are you talking about? You don't listen to the show and you think we bury you. It's like, we don't. We defend you. So it's like, and he wouldn't even believe that. So it's
emails would come through that talk shit on him, and you guys always talk, you know, claps back for him.
It's like,
but all the extra shit and the ranting and all the other bullshit and getting into fights with other people, and we told them not to do it and keep it low. And he'd be even put up an apology, which I thought was heartfelt because he was accepting blame. And fucking 1 or 2 days later, it's back to the same old shit. I go, fuck this
guy. Oh, whatever. He was entertained. I've always been entertained by kind of the over-the-top type people that are willing to just let themselves hang out to dry. You know, that they'll like throw the rope and hang themselves sometimes. Like, I find entertainment in that, to be honest with you, which is why, you know, I like – the guy was not afraid to bury himself.
Right.
You know, when he got – and so I find that entertaining because all professional wrestling, you look at all these other podcasts, bro, they're all an echo chamber where everybody agrees with each other all the time. And it's kind of really – you know, that's what they are. Like, so I've never been like that. I'm a provocateur. If you want to just listen to our podcast and like a happy, you know, listen along, it's like, that's not what we do. We throw our ideas out there because we're not afraid to, you know, say how we feel. And a lot of people don't like hearing people say what they feel, and they get mad at them. And a lot of people got mad at Billy, but it's like, it's all the other bullshit that got dumped in our lap when the show's over, and we're having to deal with stuff like that. That was unacceptable because, like, me and Conan, you know,
the worst part, bro, is how many times we talked to him individually and he didn't change.
Right.
So if you're not going to conform to what we're asking you to do, then go do it by yourself, which is what he's doing.
Yeah, so. All right, that's been our mailbag.